B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey, good morning, Beto.
No Hardy today.
Hardy's got that old man look.
I don't think you're at 100% either.
Yeah, who is? Who is this time of year?
Playing hurt?
The weather out there, but boy, are we lucky today, because you say...
It's a beautiful winter day out there today.
You say, hey, here's my list. And everybody's got a go-to list.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top 100 guys you want to hang out with. Top 100. One being the best. Let's go down that list. Where the hell would Tim McCone fall on that
list?
Well, that's who we get today.
4 or 5.
That's a nice shirt. Where'd you get that one at? Old Navy?
It's already started.
I think this is
you.
Jay Crew.
It's a nice $9.99 one right there, buddy. Hey, you know what? Maybe in a 10:30 break, Beetle and I could play checkers on the back. Or maybe just take it home. We can eat our lunch on it. It's your day today, bud. I said it, and I said it to the intern. Did I say it or not? I will own him by 12:30. He will cry by 12:30. That's all. I tried to pay the intern off to do my feet. $50. He was thinking about it.
To do what?
Just like a little pedicure. You know, that time of year.
Oh, $50? I wouldn't do that for $500.
How much you make here?
Those feet are disgusting.
Were you thinking about it?
You will walk away diseased.
Were you thinking about it?
Can he wear gloves?
Yeah. You don't care.
Yeah, make sure they go past the elbow.
Tell the big guy. Were you thinking about
mask?
It or not?
Mask.
$50.
Tom said he'll do it.
Ugh. Then I got to look at Tom.
Sign of the times.
All right, here we go.
All right, more Brady news.
Yes.
It's a Brady update of the day.
Tom Brady, day what is this, 19? Since elimination?
I don't know how many days.
Thug or massive.
How many days still free agency? 55?
54.
54?
52 till the legal tampering.
Oh, 52 until legal tampering.
You don't think that guy's going to have two trips planned out by legal tampering?
You know who chased Robert Kraft in New York? TMZ Sports.
Yep.
Chasing him around Tuesday in New York City.
That's amazing. He was in Palm Beach on Tuesday also.
Bob, not Robert. Bob.
Mm. Why do you say that, Jim?
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please. Bob, please.
Bob, how's everything going?
Please, Bob.
What about Tom? Tom can stay.
It's my son, Bob.
He's so good. How's it going?
Hey.
This is too good before we even get to the actual newsworthiness of
it. I'm paid to follow people and ask them questions. I'm called Parazzis.
Bob.
Robert.
It's two different voices, though, right?
Right.
How's it going?
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
Bob, how's everything going?
Bob, please, Bob. Please.
Bob, Moran.
Bob, please.
Bob,
Moran. Oh, man.
Jim, give me the Bob.
Come this on. Is so great. Before we even get to Robert Kraft telling them something.
Bob. My son, Bob.
All right, let's go. Bob Kraft.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
Bob, how's everything going?
Please,
Bob. What about Tom? Tom can stay in New England.
Tommy,
are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob, take care, man.
Why the need to keep calling him Bob? Why do they do that? Bob. Thank you, Bob.
He doesn't like that guy. He doesn't like Bob.
All right, Bob, take care, man.
Hey, Bob.
If you couldn't hear it, the worst part of the recording is the part that Robert Kraft speaks in when he says... He says, we plan to... As it relates to Tom Brady, they plan to keep Tom Brady. I don't know what the total value of that clip is? We planned to. Okay, cool. I think we knew that, though, from his perspective. He plans to, as he should. What about the coach? What about your coach? Is he planning to?
Bob and Bill.
Bill. What about Bill? Bill.
What about William?
Bill. What about Bill? Why don't these TMZ guys go to Alabama and chase Bill around in Alabama?
Because they're so stupid.
Bob, how's it been going?
Do you know how easy it would be to run into Bill? And you've seen the TMZ ones in New York City and stuff.
Yeah.
When he and Linda come out of an event with the daughters, and you know, they're waiting for the car, valet. Do you know what? You know how many restaurants there are in Mobile, Alabama? Do you know how easy it is to get out of that station?
Yeah, there's like four.
Run into an Applebee's. Yeah, you go to Steak and Shake. They're all there. They're all there. More accessible there than anywhere. I'd say they have no handlers down there.
Can you imagine if
just
all
coaches hanging out?
All of sports reporting worked this way. Were you just
Schefter? Just chasing him down.
Bob. How great would that be to see that?
What about Tom? Did Tom gonna stay in New England?
Like Bert Breer out there going, "Is Tom gonna stay in New England?
Tom gonna stay in New England?
Stay in New England? Bob.
They sound like little kids.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. He says we plan to.
All right, Bob. Take care, man.
Take care, man. Have a good day, pal.
By the way, we also have the report from the magazine. See it?
Yeah.
Life and Style.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice picture.
Yeah.
It's just over.
It's over.
Sure looks over there, boy. That really looks over.
Over is what it says. Tom and Giselle, it's over. Good looks, success, and money. Can't save model Giselle and quarterback Tom Brady's marriage.
Can't do that.
Says here, always at odds. A big part of the problem is that for years, Giselle has been begging Tom to retire. Although his contract with the Patriots is now up, the athlete says it's unlikely he'll step away from the field. So a disappointed Giselle would be looking at least another year of sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Ooh.
If you had a big enough house to sleep in separate bedrooms, would you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Doesn't he like that Beautyrest black, right? The diamonds in her?
Yeah, it's maybe a good mattress.
Hey, cut your arms up or something when you lay. She don't like laying it.
I'm going through that, right? My mattress is too firm.
Yeah.
My wife loves it. I hate it.
It'd be great to get a sleep number.
I'd deal with it.
Be interested in that.
I would love my own bedroom. Love it.
What poster would you hang up? First poster.
Oh, that's a good question. Something fun.
I do Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Yeah.
Party on.
I don't know why this sounds like a threat. Like, oh no. Kidding me? My own bed? Love it. He says, always demands that he fly home as soon as he can to be a husband and father. That doesn't sound real to me. Fly home from where? The 8 road games that are 48 hours in length? What the hell is this? That I think right there, we got a problem with the story. We got a problem with the reporting.
Well, she's fighting Vegas.
She should be ecstatic right now, happy, right? When was the day they played Tennessee? Because he's almost been out of football for a month now. Look at all this time he has to spend with his family.
Right. I mean, the psychic, which we told you yesterday, had told...
Oh, they nailed it.
The psychic told Giselle to leave him. It talks about the mansion up for sale here in... And
how tacky she
feels.
You know,
they reduced the price.
She feels the mansion is so tacky since she designed it. Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't really add up, does it?
No, doesn't really.
I just think there's some inconsistencies in the Tom Brady, Giselle getting divorced story in Life and Style.
Giselle. Goodbye.
Dumps Tom.
Goodbye.
On your newsstands now.
Thank you for stopping by.
But here's the problem. Goodbye. We didn't get to this yesterday. Goodbye. If they are, say they are.
Yeah.
Play that game for just a second.
Okay.
Say that. You know what I always think of? Remember Men in Black when in the beginning of the original, they're like, oh, yeah, everything in those magazines is actually true with all the aliens.
Oh, yeah, they make fun of it. That's right.
So
then you go to coffee thing on the, hey,
Give me some coffee.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Coffee. He's reading, like, The Sun, you know, and it says, like, the Loch Ness Monster is back. And he's like, no, guys.
Right.
This is actually all real.
Man's face on the moon.
Right. No, this is all good stuff.
Yes.
Let's assume that this is all real and good stuff here, right? That the reporting is top-notch, which we know it isn't. It's a tabloid. So if they were to not be together anymore, wouldn't that open up a huge amount of places he could go? We touched on it yesterday. All of a sudden, all of those considerations are sort of gone.
No, it doesn't. Because he wants to win. He just don't want to go to a place and have a rebuild.
Oh, no, I'm saying.
Even if, say, okay, I'm new single guy, all of a sudden, bang, I could go here where maybe I couldn't.
That's also one of the prerequisites.
I still think it's like down to three teams.
Okay, but he's not.
Regardless if she's there or not.
He's not locked in by geography at that point.
Okay.
He's looking for the best opportunity to go someplace, be happy with the situation, and win. Yeah, no, winning is definitely a part of it. But if for whatever reason this is true, is it a problem to go play in Nashville and fly home after the game for a couple of days and then fly back?
No.
Is that a problem?
No.
Is it a problem to play in Vegas?
No. Half the league does it.
Is it a problem to play anywhere? Chicago. Name the team.
I told you, 60% of guys I play with were based in Atlanta, and their family stayed there because it's cheaper and they have nicer houses there, and they would fly home when they could.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a common thing where Ben Watson's got to fill the van up, and we all got to live in that same house together. That's not the case with everybody. No, that wouldn't surprise me.
For the most part, it has been the case with him, though.
It has.
So they don't. I don't.
And it's been tough because he's got the first one. You know, splits time in New York in here, so that is a little bit of a geographic issue.
Well, Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports, has a list of every team starting quarterback for 2020.
Oh, I like lists.
For next season. He's got a quarterback for New England, and it's not Tom Brady. Who does he think the starter will be, and where will then Tom Brady be? Because he gives us the list of every team. We'll get to that coming up next with your calls, 617-779-0985. As Brady watch and the Brady offseason continues.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
We're stopping. Bye.
Zola. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Many people think since Tom Brady has possibly played his last down in New England, what's your take on that? Do you think
he's... I mean, it's a business. I mean, things could happen possibly, you know, until they all meet at the end of the season and they talk it over. There are a lot of us that played for the Patriots that became free agents or were traded or left the organization. And, you know, at some point, either you retire or you move on. You know, that's all a personal decision by Tom that he's going to have to make. That's a decision that he's going to have with ownership, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan Kraft and Bill Belichick. I'm sure they all get together. They've done it before and see what happens.
Jason Lockenfora has Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots. Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports. Grain of salt.
I give him credit.
Grain of salt.
It's the first one to put it out there.
Yeah. Grain of salt.
Everybody's going to have their list.
I don't know who has a better hit rate, Life and Style magazine or Lockenfora.
But, well, you take a fistful of rice and you hit the ball in the ass, and sometimes one of those pellets sticks.
I don't have an issue with Lockenfora's reporting when he reports on something that has happened. I have the issues with Lockenfora's reporting when he's reporting on what will happen. That's where his hit rate comes into question. And that's just a harder arena to be reporting in the I'll tell you what is about to happen category.
The fact that
that's a really hard thing to do.
The fact that the type of people that have already reached out to me on this in the last 4 days because they think, oh, he's close to Brady, he knows something, right, to get something, tells me they don't have a damn clue. Not a single one of these guys. None of them. There's two to do, or really three, Kraft, Belichick, and Brady.
Lockenfora has this. He has Brady going to the Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers, because we haven't heard that before. This is new. And
that's died down.
Brown, this is groundbreaking, isn't it? He says, Tom Brady, I've long heard this spot would hold unique appeal with Brady and have done significant reporting on it since. Oh, God. Stop it. In his first sentence, he's already bragging about his reporting. And his amount of reporting that he's done.
Not a little bit, Beal.
Well, look at you. His trainers and infrastructure are already in SoCal. His family would be a very short private plane ride away. Okay, that part, which family? Obviously not his current family, not his wife and children, but his parents?
Yes. So instead of a two-hour flight on a plane, you get on a plane and fly 5 hours here on your private plane.
Like, if you're taking a two-hour flight somewhere, my guess is you're not just going up there for the day, you know?
And here's the thing that I've been told,
like, you're not running home to see your parents all the time because they're now a two-hour flight away.
And for the family to come here, it has been extremely easy, except when his mom was sick for a while.
It'd be easier for his parents to go to the games. Give him that.
Yeah, but when his mom was sick, they really couldn't leave, and his dad missed a ton of games, mm-hmm. and he hates missing games. But the sisters own the Brownstown top to bottom, and when they come, they stay with Tom because Tom has so many bedrooms in the place.
They own the what?
There's a Brownstone in Back Bay that they own from floor top to ceiling.
Why? I think you said it funny. I was like, the what?
Brownstone.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
The one that's in the Back Bay.
The one he lived in that he bought the other floor, and then they knocked the wall out and they combined it, and then she was working downstairs, and now they own the whole thing. So there's room for family to stay there, and mom and dad and everybody stay at the house.
That's good. Interesting.
Yeah, even though the house is really, really tacky.
So it says he'd be in Hollywood, where a second career as a producer or media mogul of some sort likely awaits his buddies, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Oh, that'll get me going. Tell you what.
And his buddies Matt Damon and Ben Affleck make power moves. Brady wants a second career as a media mogul? Is that right? That's news to me.
Doesn't he kind of fit into that now with like the Mark Wahlberg stuff and all that?
I don't know. I mean, media mogul though? Like a producer?
No.
That's what it says here. Career as a producer. It also mentioned that he liked living in Malibu and he holds off-season workouts at USC. He'd be in the perfect spot to market his TB12 brand. It would be huge for the fight to make football really matter in L.A. Those are both true. The brand there would do well. L.A., certainly. He writes, the NFL office would be doing private cartwheels. Stan Kroenke, who is building that $4 billion stadium in Inglewood, would be overjoyed if Brady does actually leave New England. This would be top of his list from everything I gather. And that list would not be very long. Could the Chargers close a move of this magnitude? Perhaps we'll find out. Is either way, it's looked for a while that Philip Rivers is on the way out. Heck, they could draft another guy, have him sit behind Brady for 2 years, and he says that's the situation there. So they could draft someone. They could have Brady for a couple of years. Brady could do that thing called mentoring that he apparently wants to do now. According again, that was Lockenfora, right? Wants to be a mentor.
Well, it's helping the young guys.
Yep. Just don't know that I buy that. So he has him as the Chargers quarterback. That begs the question, who does he have on this list? He projects every team starting quarterback for next season. He's got Teddy Bridgewater to the Patriots. At least his backup plan for the Patriots isn't a total mess. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He says Teddy Bridgewater, still a young pup in his mid-20s, has gone through life-changing injuries and cleared major hurdles. Outstanding kid with a first-round pedigree and abundant upside.
Yeah, we know that. What's the dollar?
Protects the football.
Yeah, we know that.
Would have a great defense behind him.
What's the cost?
You need someone with a high potential to replace Brady. Bill Belichick wouldn't want a full rebuild, and they'd pick too low to get a short thing quarterback in the draft.
What do you think he would cost? 20?
No.
No?
No, I don't think he would. He's making
15?
Yeah, let's say 15.
So you're at $29 million for the quarterback position. Because you factor in that kicker, if Brady goes, boom, there's your cap hit.
But they have to deal with that even if he stays.
No. You could negotiate prior to it and move it.
You just have to spread it out over 2 years or however many years the contract is.
Right, but you can move it.
Yeah. Well, you can't move. You just split it up into over multiple years instead of 1 year.
Correct.
You got to do that before the 18th, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback,
that's also not real money, by the way. The cap hit is not actual money they're going to be spending. The money is spent. It's gone.
They already gave it to him. Yeah.
He already has the money. That's fake money. That's play money. Yeah. So it's not about in terms of how much they spend, it would be cheaper to pay Teddy Bridgewater. It would be probably a healthy amount. I don't know if I'd call it a significant, but a good amount of money cheaper to sign Bridgewater than to pay Brady. So monetarily, you would save money doing it. But I don't think that's their goal. I don't think they're going into this saying, let's save money at quarterback. Do you?
Or they might say, hey, we got Stidham.
Well, if they do, then they could sign someone like Teddy Bridgewater and not have to rely on Stidham. You'd have a guy who's in his 20s still who's not a mess. I mean, we looked at the list of quarterbacks. It's the one guy on the list that you look at and say, there could be something there. 617-779-0985. Doug is in Lowell. Doug.
Hey, how are we doing, Bertrand?
Hey. Good. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's up?
So listen, you know, I have some experience. I dated some Brazilian women. I'm obviously not a Super Bowl MVP. I've never won 6 Super Bowls. Not even.
How many Brazilian women you date?
I married one and dated a few other.
Where'd you meet them?
So I think 3 total. Anyway, so my point is I wholeheartedly believe this story. I know it's a rag mag, but the thing is these women are fierce. They are possessive. They are jealous.
See?
And they like to run the show. So I have no doubt.
So they wear the pants then?
I typically, yes.
Yeah, there's no stereotypes being used there.
Well, there's got to be truth to this then, if he said it.
Every Brazilian woman is the same.
He's had 3.
Doug.
He's had 3, Doug has.
And I think he just wants, you know, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Where's the part about the tackiness?
Oh, in the house she designed?
Yeah. History of drama. Where'd you see that?
It's in the article.
I'm looking for that.
Somewhere there.
Inside the mansion. I'll find that. I'll find that line. Coulter is in New Hampshire. Hey, Coulter, what's up?
Nice name, Coulter.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So here's what I think could happen, but, you know, if the team's smart enough to pull it off, who knows? What do you think of the Dolphins overpaying for a guy like Rivers, and then by doing that, they'll know the Patriots won't match that number for Brady, getting him out of the division, and then the Dolphins have a high draft pick anyways, and they take a young quarterback who could be a sure thing, and then a year from now, the division's wide open.
Yeah, I don't see that's going to happen. As far as Miami goes with Brady, they're not going to – I think they're out on Brady. You think Miami's going to go after Brady at all?
I don't know. I don't.
Why would you fire Chad O'Shea if you want Chad Tom O'Shea. Brady?
The problem was from the reports were that Beflo didn't like the way that the old Patriot offense was trying to be implemented and ran, and only Brady can do that. So you fire the guy that was trying to do it, bring in a 68-year-old offense coordinator that runs the numbered system like I had.
Right. What do you do that for? To bring in kids?
You know, you do that to, I think, bring in...
To bring to draft somebody?
You do that to bring in Philip Rivers.
Oh, you're doing that for Philip Rivers.
That's what you're doing that for.
Who now is now living in Florida.
And was great in the North Turner offense. Yeah.
They're going after Rivers. We're solving stuff here.
So Rivers to Miami.
He's going to Miami.
I mean, he moved to Florida permanently last week. He moved his family to Florida.
Oh, my God.
Where is he originally from? Alabama?
Alabama. Went to NC State.
So when they asked him why he was moving back to Florida, did you hear what he said the other day? Because I wanted to move closer to home. If you wanted to move home, wouldn't you move home?
Well, it's like Clemens moved to Toronto to get closer to Texas. Like, same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you were from Alabama and you wanted to go home, wouldn't you move to Alabama?
But if you're in that environment of San Diego and you're used to the water and that lifestyle.
No, trust me, I get it. I would not want to live in Alabama.
And closest thing to do is to
move to
Florida.
I got no interest in going there.
You still have that same type of lifestyle, coastal, Florida, you know, but you're hell of a lot closer to Alabama.
Right.
Do we know where in Florida he moved, though? I've been trying to find out.
It's not like he moved to Yulee, Jim.
It says Florida,
it says,
right?
From San Diego to Florida in every single story. There's no, like, location.
Well, if I had to guess, he didn't move to Jacksonville.
Yulee.
No, but is he closer to Tampa or is he closer to Miami?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Maybe Ken should call in. Ken's been to Florida. He was in Ocala.
I really don't know. I don't know.
He's got the bus, so it doesn't really matter. He could commute either way.
Well, I don't know that he took it with him.
He's not going to live in Jacksonville. He's going to be Palm Beach or South.
moving to Florida. Well,
moving closer to Alabama is further north, though.
Oh, what about Naples? I mean, Naples on the West Coast. He can move to Naples. A lot of money there.
I like how there were pictures in the newspaper out there of the moving trucks in front of the Philip Rivers residence.
Like the Kyrie pictures?
Yeah. No, did you see that? The San Diego Union-Tribune has pictures published of the house and a couple of moving vans out front.
Those guys got to be careful.
Like 18-wheelers. Like, you know, the big ones.
You pull up to someone's house in one of those, they could pull you out of the driver's seat. Next thing you know, throw rocks at your car.
Oh, really? Know? Is that true? You know what? Why don't we mention that story coming up after headlines, if you don't mind? That guy continues to embarrass himself. We'll get to that story. That would be Antonio Brown, who's wanted for questioning in Florida, of all places, Florida. Hey, we're going there next week. I'll get to your calls.
Let's go by his house.
Here's McCone with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins 3-2 winners over Las Vegas last night as they head into the All-Star break. Boston now off until the 31st when they'll take on Winnipeg. Celtics, meanwhile, fresh off their blowout win against the Lakers on Monday night. Welcoming the Grizzlies to the Garden tonight. And you can catch the game right here on 98.5 Sports Hub. Sean Grady, Cedric Maxwell have the call with coverage beginning at 7. College basketball, former Celtic Walter McCarty has been fired as Evansville's coach after an investigation revealed additional allegations of off-court misconduct. Another day, another story involving Antonio Brown. He and his trainer allegedly battered the driver of a moving truck outside his residence. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald has purchased a minority stake in the Phoenix Suns, and the Jaguars are close to hiring former Washington Redskins head coach Jay Gruden as their offensive coordinator. And in baseball, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker have been elected to the Hall of Fame. Sports of Headlines brought to you by Hooters. Right now, order 50 wings and receive 2 Bud Light Super Bowl pint glasses, Saugus, Dedham, West Springfield, and Route 9 in Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Tim McCone, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Center. Next update, 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Every Thursday night, now through March 5th, is Golden Gloves Fight Night. Tickets on sale now for the Lowell Sun Charities New England Golden Gloves Tournament at LowellAuditorium.com. Supported by Sprinkler Fitters Local Union 669 New England and Local Union 550 Boston.
The name to know when the drains don't flow. John Sewer. We get the job done.
Boston has a long, proud history. With history comes age, and with age comes unique issues, especially in your plumbing. John Sewer is a local company, and their history includes over 40 years' experience solving Boston's unique drain issues, and their large team of technicians always allow them to reach you quickly. Find out how they can help at johnsewer.com.
John Sewer, we get the job done.
Start your new year in a new ride from Bernardi Honda in Natick. Choose from over 300 new Honda cars, trucks, and SUVs on our lot. Drive home a new 2019 CR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $217 a month. Or a 2020 Pilot LX all-wheel drive for just $258. Visit BernardiHondaNatick.com.
36-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. $38.50 due at site includes 4 months payment, tax day, license, title, registration, acquisition, and documentation fee. For the group credit expires my day.
There's nothing like carving up the corduroy or exploring powder stashes in the Glades. It's a day at the woods. Breton Woods, ranked number one by readers of Ski Magazine for the best snow, grooming, and scenery in the East. Breton Woods' commitment to an exceptional ski experience remains a top choice for skiers and riders in New England. And with a new 8-passenger gondola, the ride up will be as fun as the ride down.
With nearly 2 feet of new snow last week, Breton Woods has amazing conditions for the final weeks of Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. So it's a great time to come learn something new this year. Plus, we're excited to invite all active and retired military to ski or ride for free this Saturday, January 25th, with valid ID at both the Alpine and Nordic areas. As part of our Veterans Appreciation Day, disabled vets can also get free lessons and equipment through New England Disabled Sports. Learn more at BretonWoods.com.
So what are you waiting for? Plan your day at the woods today in New Hampshire's White Mountains, just 2.5 hours from Boston.
Hi, this is Steve DeFilippo, and I'm here to talk to you about Awaken 180 weight loss program. What's great about Awaken 180 is even during the initial program where you're losing the weight, they're teaching you about how to keep it off once you're done with your initial program. So that way, when you do finish, you know exactly what to do. You know, when you've been...
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Police in Hollywood tonight have questions for former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown after a 911 call brought them to his Broward County home. As you look on at that home, an alleged victim said he was battered by Brown and his trainer Glenn Holt. Few other details available. Holt was taken into custody and charged with one count of burglary with battery. Police have not reached Brown yet in what they call an ongoing criminal investigation.
They ain't dead yet, Jim.
This guy, he is a special brand of stupid. That's what he is.
If we show up at his house next week, think he'll talk to me?
Nope.
I chatted with him down in Florida.
Nope. He's certifiable, dude. Out of his mind.
Like, hey, yeah, what's up, man?
Drew Rosenhaus fired him last week. We never even
That's
talked about
something.
That story.
Brilliant by Rosenhaus.
I told him, you're gone.
Yeah.
Eric
Burkhardt, who was Johnny Manziel's agent, fired him, did the same thing till he got his head out of his ass.
Didn't Rosenhaus fire Manziel too? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had Manziel too.
Those are the two guys he's fired.
All right.
The agent firing the client twice.
I thought Eric Burkhardt did it first
to Johnny Manziel. He's done it now to Antonio Brown. And let's give Drew Rosenhaus.
Oh, no, Zoe's right about Manziel. It was Burkhardt, yeah.
It wasn't.
Unless it was both of them.
I thought it may have been both. I know that Burkhardt did. Say see you later, too.
Rosenhaus has done everything he could for this guy. And now it's gotten to the point where now you're starting to make me look bad. You start yelling racial epithets and swears.
No, it was. April of 2016, Manziel was dropped by Drew Rosenhaus.
So he was
dropped by two guys.
He was dropped by multiple
there,
agents.
You're going to sit there and scream racial stuff at the cops in the city and town where Drew Rosenhaus has a residence and also works and has to deal with them. It makes you look bad. You know, and you're representing this guy as a client.
No, he's been fighting with the police down there.
Yep.
Saying the most horrible things possible about the police who have come to his home on multiple calls.
This shouting at police officers, what would normally, if you and I did this on any normal street, we'd get our asses kicked.
By your neighbors.
Yeah. By our neighbors, and another policeman would come and have us face down, cuffing us, while another one puts his foot in the back of our head. That's how bad the stuff is, he's saying. Horrifying.
So Antonio Brown yesterday had a moving truck that was at his home. I don't know what was on the moving truck or what was being delivered. That's sort of being sorted out. But there was apparently some sort of issue, some sort of payment issue.
I think stuff got delivered and the guy never got paid. So he's coming to collect his money.
So you know what happened? Antonio Brown's trainer, Glenn Holt.
We know how to solve this.
Let's go beat the bag out of him.
There you go.
And allegedly, it is alleged that these two morons, Glenn Holt and Antonio Brown, came out of the house, went after the truck, pulled the driver out of the truck to then assault him, and then also threw a rock through the window of the truck.
Well, maybe they were trying to play catch with
that. That's what I saw in the news last night, that a rock had been thrown through
the driver's door.
The driver's side window. Yeah.
Now, Antonio lives in an upscale neighborhood where it seems like there's a lot of private, you know, videos that are filmed and security videos. I'm sure maybe one of the houses across the street or maybe down at the end of the street. Have them pull this man on camera out of the truck. That would go over really well for
him. So police get to the scene. The moving truck driver told them that he had been battered by Holt and Antonio Brown. Holt was arrested. The officers went to the door at Brown's house, but he would not answer the door.
Oh, he was downstairs cooking.
So they now want to question Antonio Brown about the incident. He is a suspect in the investigation down there. This after months of just complete nonsense of harassing police, screaming at police, screaming awful things about the mother of his children when she has been somehow involved in, you know, a custody case and... this guy's a disgrace. He is a mess. And the Patriots could not have been more right to move on from him when they did. Because it's been, even since, one incident after another with this guy. It never ends. It doesn't stop with him. It just keeps going. It's who he is. So it's a matter of when did you want to realize that that was going to be the case? I'm just at least happy they realized it quickly.
It's funny. It's like when you buy something, you buy furniture, there's like a moving charge in there or it's free delivery. Like that's included in the price. Like what the hell are you doing?
Oh, it's free delivery?
Not always.
No.
But usually you pay for it ahead of time.
What'd he get his dining set from Big Lots, Jim? And no offense,
but
Big
it was
Lots.
A moving truck. It wasn't a delivery truck. It wasn't a...
This is an 18-wheeler. There's an 18-wheeler in front of his house.
Yeah.
Big blue one.
Like, he may have paid to have something moved to his house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the driver had to collect payment. And he was not willing to pay. Or they had something on the truck that hadn't been paid for yet, and they weren't supposed to drop. Who knows?
What about the broke-ass baby mama?
It had something to do with payment.
Broke-ass baby mama that he was yelling and screaming at last week. Look
right.
At just look at her. She needs my car.
No more white women. No
right.
more white women.
Right. There's stuff that goes on. It's unbelievable.
Tom in Boston. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Tom.
So, from things that I've heard from people who live down around rich neighborhoods like that, that they will send normal moving trucks if they're having certain items repossessed. Say if they have the statue or something like that, they will send a normal moving truck to make it look as if you're either having something delivered or something shipped, so it doesn't mess with your status in the neighborhood, the neighbors.
Got it.
This is a massive truck. This would, you see this thing come in your neighborhood, like, Jesus, somebody's moving out.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, though. He's saying that a person with wealth is having something repossessed, and for that reason, you know, it's a moving truck that shows up to take it as a way of, you know, showing that it was moving. However, this was in reverse. According to the driver, Brown had hired the moving truck to bring belongings to his residence, not away from. That he even told police, according to the ESPN story, he was there to drop something off. He was dropping something. He wasn't taking something.
You know what? And Antonio probably went past that freezer where that fish head is, and he saw that, and he's got it in for him.
Yeah, so. Whether it's, you know, throwing the cook out of the house and stealing the chef's, you know, tools and...
He sleeps with
like,
the
give
fishes.
Me a break.
Yeah.
You know, because he thinks he's crazy, and he thinks the chef was out to get him, or he thinks the mother of his children is, you know, all the horrible things that he said, or police, all the horrible things he has said about the police. In Broward, is it Broward there? What is that?
Broward County.
Yeah, okay. He said it about them on video, posting the videos over the last month, or it's beating up the guy who is in the truck, or it's throwing the chairs off the balcony at his Miami apartment. Remember that? Throwing
the
chairs.
Pool, into the pool.
Right, into the pool area from, I mean, you know, many stories up.
I've thrown
getting
batteries.
Sued for landing it next to a kid at the pool. Throwing those off the balcony or allegations of rape. I mean, really, it's a broad spectrum of crimes that Antonio Brown covers. It's an impressive criminal resume. Really is. But he was a patriot. Yay! And then last night, you see this story come up of this bozo, and you see the practice footage of that, like, one day he was out there with the cameras. I'm like, oh, this is brutal.
With the number one,
like he wasn't a patriot, but he was. Officially, he was. Technically, he was.
$10 million one.
If you just avoided that, you could still have him out there in his Steelers uniform. In when these things come up,
he looked good in a Steelers uniform. He did.
He should have. Or in a Raiders uniform for the 5 minutes he was there too. Raiders. All of those things. 617-779-0985. We got something fun to get to next, and that is with the Super Bowl right around the corner. All the prop bets have been published, and there's probably more to come between now and game time. We thought we'd go over a couple of them.
Let's do it. We're going to involve McCone, too, right?
Yeah, McCone. You ready to have a little fun?
Wake up, McCone. Yeah.
When I think fun, I think Tim McCone.
All right.
We'll do that now.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Days to the Super Bowl. 11 days to go, and the wagering has already begun.
Can't believe we're not in it.
Really? You can't believe it?
I mean, when you're at least playing for it in 8 straight years, you sort of get used to it. It's like driving in here. Guess where I'm going? Oh, Morrissey Boulevard every day. Yeah? Bam, right in there.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this today, I think. Okay. The Patriots not being in the game. Just for you, Zoe. Are you ready for some prop bets?
Okay, yeah, I am. I actually like these.
Miami temperature at kickoff. What would you say the weather is in Miami this time of year?
Ooh, feel-good temperature or real temperature?
No,
I mean, they have a cold front right now.
No.
Tom just read a story. It's the coldest air in 10 years in South Florida.
Oh, of course it is.
It was 22 last night in South Beach.
What am I packing for next week?
It says mid-70s on the Outlook. I don't know.
Saran wrap, toothbrush? What are you laughing? What is so funny?
Saran wrap.
I'm sorry.
You can use it for everything. You know?
Like?
You can fashion. Like if you need to like tie something together or wrap something up, you use Saran wrap.
I'm seeing.
You want to sneak into guys' hotel rooms and cover up their toilets?
It says use Saran wrap. It says here, high of 66 with a low of 22 today.
Yeah,
that's quite a range.
It's probably going to be in the low 70s down there.
Tomorrow. High of 77 with a low of 23.
Mm-hmm. It's chilly.
Cold nights. It's like Vegas.
It's like the desert.
It's a 54-degree swing in a day.
Miami, that's a nice gig.
What the hell? I mean, if you could do these ranges here in Boston, you'd always nail the forecast.
It'd be great. You'd just have to shut your water off at night so your pipes don't freeze.
22 degrees.
Hey, guys, it's going to be 80 today, but make sure at night. Turn your pipes off.
Friday, 78 is the high, 62 the low, 55 the low on Saturday. Yeah. So whatever is going on there. They're having some vicious cold weather coming through there. All right. So
it's football.
They have the over-under. I want to see if I can get like – can you get the long-term forecast?
At kick?
Can you get like a 14-day weather forecast?
Yeah, weather.com.
Is that a thing? I know the 10-day. We all know about the 10-day.
We can't get a 14.
No, I have it here from another site. I don't know, the Weather Network. You ever heard of them?
No.
I can't say I've ever heard of them. It says here, for Sunday.
What city technically is the stadium in? Miami Gardens?
Davie.
Yeah, but it's saying Miami, so I'm...
Miami Gardens, yes.
The over-under is set at 71.
And it is west, so it's in the middle of those highways, so it's off the water.
71.
I have here on the weather.com app is 75 as a high and 58 as a low on Sunday, February 2nd.
Okay. The site I'm looking at says 73 is the high and 60 is the low.
So what's the prop bet?
71.
I'm going under.
I'd go under as well.
I'd pound that under like all night. What would you do, McCone?
I'm going to bring a light raincoat, Beetle.
I'm
going to
go over.
McCone's going over.
I need a light raincoat?
I don't know. 40% chance of rain every day.
I don't need... Yeah, but that's like the afternoon there. Just
they
rains.
Say that every day. It's like a spit shower.
Over under 71, I would take the under on the temperature at kickoff. It'll be in the 60s.
McCone's pounding the over.
Yeah.
Will a player be arrested in Miami after the game?
Yes.
Yes.
After the game.
After the game. Not in the lead
up. Wait, do they have to be on the team or just an NFL player?
Just an NFL player.
Antonio Brown.
I think it's suggesting that it is a player in the game.
Yeah, how far after the game are we talking? Antonio Brown's on the list.
This is will a player. Does it have to be? It doesn't specify if it's a player in the game or not.
How much money can you wager on that? What's the maximum you could put down? And what are some of the things you could scream at that player to have him try and beat you up? And get arrested?
But yes is a plus 750. So they're not expecting anyone to get arrested.
Of course not.
After the game.
Usually no. It's before the game, week of, right?
No is minus 2,000.
If this game was in New Orleans, I would say that those odds would be higher.
Will there be a power outage in the stadium during the game?
They keep saying this. Now, they've...
You talked about how crappy the stadium is.
They've
Tell
got
me
a,
more.
They've got a new... this new umbrella top. It looks beautiful from the outside. The way they put lipstick on this pig from the outside is unbelievable.
It's like a soccer stadium.
It looks like a casino. It does from the outside. And... Then you get inside, there's only an upper deck and a lower deck. There's no middle. It's weird. And the suites aren't that all nice. The suites have garage doors, metal ones, that they have to separate because of hurricane doors. So it's not really an attractive stadium inside. The broadcast booth is in the end zone, and you have to do it through a window. You can't even open the windows, so you have no feel for the game whatsoever.
Well, Chiefs will be used to that too. The Chiefs have that, don't they?
They have they've jazzed this up from a nightclub standpoint. If you say the lights go out, is that for effect in pregame and starting, or does it like have to go out during a game?
No, this has to be a power outage.
No, I'd say no.
Yeah, where the lights go out.
They will never let that happen again. What happened in New Orleans, they won't let happen again.
Well, what do you mean? It's not like they let it happen in New Orleans.
Well, I'm sure they're going to.
They don't control the power grid.
Will say, let's make sure we have generators backed up and ready to go here. Yeah, get a couple
Well, if the power goes out and the generators kick in, that's a yes on the bet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Assuming there are generators.
Beat will be running around. Back
regardless of if the generators come on or not, it's a power outage, right?
Yeah, and yes pays 50 to 1. I don't know what no pays. No isn't listed. It just says yes. 50 to 1, because they're not taking bets on no, because the odds would be astronomical. Mm. Like, there'd be no point in doing it. Well, then, if you can place a bet at 50 to 1 that the power will go out, place a bet and then find a way to knock the grid out. That's what you should do. Will Darrell Revis tweet about Richard Sherman during the game? Well, back and forth between these two this week. First of all, let's discuss this. In their primes, who would you take, Darrell Revis or Richard Sherman?
Revis.
Revis. Easy decision.
Period. I'm going to say yes, he will tweet about him. Because somebody's going to get behind him. Somebody on that team will get behind him.
Yeah. That's a tough one to judge, though. He might subtweet it. He might subtweet it and just tweet like a cheetah if Tyreek Hill gets by him. And is it about Sherman or is it not about Sherman?
Right, that's good.
Are they going to pay off on it or not?
Good point. Yes pays plus 150 and no is minus 200.
See, that's a good question. What's the detail have to be for the directive to actually know he's talking about that person? Does he have to say Sherman's name in the tweet? Or, wow, got your ass smoked. Does that count?
Yeah, that would count.
Mm.
I think that would count.
I think lawyers can get
it. Shouldn't have to have Richard Sherman's name in it in order to tweet about Richard Sherman.
It'd be great if he like replied to Sherman's last tweet. That would sort of link it. You know?
Will Antonio Brown tweet during the game?
Yes.
That's only a minus 200 on the yes and plus 150 on no. I mean, he obviously will.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. He'll be tweeting. That to me seems like a slam dunk kind of bet. Yes, Antonio Brown will be tweeting during the game. Of course he will be. Will Kiara Mia, who is that one? Is she the porn star?
It's the one Jimmy G dated.
She's the porn gal. Kiara Mia, will she tweet about Jimmy Garoppolo during the game? They went on that one date. That was it, right?
No. Do you remember when
hold on. I don't know much about her Twitter account. Let's
While you're checking, the going back to the Revis thing, he now actually mentions Sherman's name in the first tweet, the one like this week.
Right.
He says, fear of getting beaten man-to-man coverage, the fact he doesn't travel as a corner is lame. Accept the challenge as, he says accept the wrong way. Accept the challenge as the best and shut down Devontae Adams the entire game. Stop hiding in a cover three zone. You kind of assume he's talking about him, but
I didn't know you could tweet these things on Twitter that Kiara Mia likes to tweet. But you can. You definitely can.
What's she tweet?
I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Jimmy did that?
A lot going on there. Where's Felger's eggplant?
this is sick.
Yeah. Well. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that seems to be against the terms of service there.
Wow.
How
do you even do that?
I don't know. All right, so my...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.